You're listening to Crazy Shit in Real Estate. You'll be amazed at all these wild but true situations that others have found themselves in. Because on this show, you'll hear uncensored, unbelievable stories from the world of real estate. I'm Lee Brown. Let's dive right in.
Hey, friends. And yes, it's a late Friday night live stream here. And if you're in real estate, I know you're up. And I know that you are looking at your computer, trying to get your Saturday showings together for the buyers who are counting on you, getting your open house information ready for Saturday and Sunday, because it's our biggest time of the week. And of course, this being the Friday of the big news drop that the National Association of Realtors has settled a couple of our big lawsuits, you've got a lot of questions. So before I get started here with my thoughts on things, this is Lee Brown speaking. I am not speaking on behalf of the National Association, the North Carolina Realtors, Central Carolina Realtors, the Canopy MLS, any of the groups that I pay dues to, have led with in the past, or am affiliated with. This is just Lee Brown talking to y'all as a practitioner, as somebody who's been doing full-time residential real estate for 24 years right here in Cabarrus County, North Carolina, and somebody who's proud to be a part of this profession. I have worked my butt off, pardon my French, for the last 24 years. To do a great job for the buyers and sellers that have chosen me as their realtor, just like your clients have. My clients have had information fully disclosed to them, and I hope this is not glitching. I see glitching. It's going to drive me crazy. Hopefully, it's not happening for y'all. But anyway, hit me with your questions in the comments or let me know if it's glitching. But anyway, when I know that I've done my level best to be a full service, full time, completely dialed in, ethical, competent, knowledgeable pro, I can simultaneously acknowledge things. There are times in life when things can simultaneously be true. Here's a couple of them. The National Association of Realtors, NAR, is a necessary organization. And you can be mad at it all you want to, but a trade association is necessary so that the voice of the people can be heard. Y'all, real estate is made up of, right now, 1.5 million independent micro entrepreneurs, little tiny micro businesses doing their best to operate, who without a voice from a trade association have zero voice. Now, you can also be believing fully that the organization needs to be restructured. You can fully believe that the organization has flaws and needs massive reform, but that does not make it unnecessary. Now, I have my own issues with a lot of things, but it does not negate the importance of the organization. So I'll just say here, when you look at the facts that we have so far from the settlement, and if you're in real estate, our information is at facts, facts.realtor. Now, you need your login credentials to get there, and please don't be screenshotting it and giving it to people who aren't part of the organization, because that's for you as a member. But what I want you to know is that part of the settlement is that the members, you and me, we are given some freedom from liability and all these things because we didn't do anything wrong. So that's good news. All right. And I'll also point something else out. I wasn't in the room for these decisions. I don't have the foggiest idea how the negotiations went, but something tells me that as nasty as the news was today, it was probably on a far worse degree by many multipliers before we got down to this level. And if I knew what the top levels were, I'd probably have my blood pressure so high it would go through the screen. All right, some other things that can simultaneously be true. Realtors are necessary. I can also simultaneously say that there are some crap and mediocre agents out there that should go away. But one thing that you will find if you start looking at where these decisions came from in these bad class action lawsuits run by bad, greedy lawyers and pushed upon with a thumb on them by bureaucratic agencies, they keep making these blanket statements that all realtors are kind of pointless and unnecessary. And that is absolutely not true. Now, you can also talk to any of us that are pros in the business. And we've been saying it for years. There is a broad spectrum of competence and knowledge and expertise in the business. And you have some that are amazing in year one. And you have some that are at year 40 and they are no better than they were before they went to pre-licensing. And every shade of amazing realtor in between. So we have to understand that there are some bad apples and they have caused some bad taste in some consumers' mouths. And there are some amazing realtors. These can simultaneously be true. So don't fall for anybody who tells you either every realtor's great or every realtor is pointless, because neither of those is true. Now, here are something else that's simultaneously possible. Consumers are better off with an agent representing them. Now, I know better than to go into comment threads. If there's anything I know in life, it is not to go in the comment threads. But there's a whole bunch of people out there declaring that with a piece of paper from Office Max and a lawyer on demand and Amazon, they can go buy a house. All right. I wish you all the best. And you let me know later how that works out, because I have seen a lot. In fact, I've seen so much, I know never to say I've seen it all, because that is asking the Lord to send you a situation you've never seen. Some consumers can do this without an agent. I'm not disputing that. But I'm also going to tell you that there are a lot of consumers who, without the guidance of a professional realtor, would never, ever make it through the process. They don't know what to do when they hit a repair snag. They don't know what to do when there's an encroachment. They don't know what to do when the seller is being difficult. They don't know how to negotiate, when to push it. They don't know what the comps look like. They are so lost in the process. And frankly, in today's society, consumer behavior is one of a lack of resilience. And so it is the realtor often who gives the consumer the resilience to make it through. So I'll just say that the consumers who want to go it alone, you've always been able to do that. You've always been able to go for sale by owner, to sell and to buy without a realtor. And we've actually wished you well and said, good luck, my friend. And you call me in the future if you need me, because we say a lot of stuff with a smile when we're probably thinking things we shouldn't, but that's beside the point. And then a lot of them come back to us and say, holy smokes, wouldn't do that again, because there is something for everyone. It's the built-in nature of real estate that, because it is wildly competitive and wildly personalized, that there is something for every consumer. Always has been. Now, here's something else that can simultaneously be true. That what I charge in commission, that's just what Lee Brown charges. Don't know what you charge, don't care. What I charge, some consumers might say it's too much. And you know what? When they tell me I charge too much, you know what we do? We shake hands and I roll on. The consumer doesn't have to choose to pay what I charge. That's cool. There's somebody else out there that charges something different, does something different, or maybe just clicks with them better. That's cool. And I can also simultaneously say that sometimes the commission I charge is too little. And if y'all knew some of the deals that we went through, and some of the amount of hours that we've spent, and we get to closing and say, oh, I can't even believe this. You have no control over that. We have no control over that. If you ever wondered how we landed in this commission structure in the first place, a lot of it has to do with risk. There's so much risk that is involved in practicing real estate when you are paid on commission sales, because a lot of time you work for free. In fact, I kind of wish that the public knew how often you work for free, because they don't know that. You know why? Because you don't talk about it, you realtors. I don't talk about it either. In fact, I worked all day today. And if you wonder why I don't have my signature swoop in my hair, it's because it was raining here today. And no, I did not watch the weather before I left, because I was looking at the houses. I did not wear a rain jacket. And so my hair got destroyed. And I spent hours and hours with these people. And I love them. And they're great. They may buy, they may not buy. So as of right now, I'm working for free on the hope that one day I'll sell something. That's how real estate's always worked. So how dare you on the internet, you trolls, you government bureaucrats, tell me that I'm not worth it. How dare you? I mean, is there any other profession on the planet where the internet says you're paid too much besides us? I mean, honestly, if you say, show me one. All I can see is everybody else demands that there's a lot of professions that need to get paid more. And we as realtors do have a lot of times when we think we should be paid more. So let's talk about the settlement real briefly. All right. So if you're a consumer or the spouse of a realtor, I'm going to talk to you first. No, this settlement does not mean that you are fixing to not have to pay commission ever again. That's not what this means. And if you want to know that this is a pervasive thought process, when I rolled into my driveway this afternoon after being with my amazing clients all day, and I can call them clients, by the way, because we have signed exclusive buyer agency. We've had the conversation. So before you go making commentaries about that, you should know there are consumers and there are clients. And they are not the same thing. And if you don't know the difference, you can watch one of my other videos. I don't even know where to point right now because I'm tired. So wherever the video is listed, go watch that one. So I rolled into the driveway and my husband was in the car with the two teenagers and another friend of his. They were going to the ball game. And he said, with the blood drained out of his face, that he just listened to NPR and that he understood I was not going to be able to get paid again. And he's a highly intelligent man who lives with real estate, like more than any of you people would ever care to know. We're not supposed to talk real estate in the house. It's kind of a banned subject, but here we are. And that was what the news headlines told him. And I haven't been home to educate him, just like I had not been home to educate y'all. So I had to get him off his ledge. But if you're a consumer, you should know this. You're not fixing to get a real estate agent for free. And all these pundits and consumer behavior people out there that say realtors should be on a salary. All right, where's that money coming from? Now, you could probably say the federal government, because they love nothing more than printing money and devaluing the dollar. But outside of that, where are these salaries going to come from? Somebody's going to pay for it. And so you as a consumer can pay the salary of some employee, of some broker, or you can continue to select an independent contractor based on what fits you. So what you should know is that commissions have and will always be negotiable. If I'm selling a house, I can go interview agents. I'll get a whole bunch of different offerings, and then I can pick what makes sense for me. The fact that these lawyers keep saying that there's a cartel and everything's set in stone is nothing more than horse hockey. It's not true. Everything's negotiable. And every realtor I know has a lot of different scenarios that they work under where they have been so flexible working with people. And so what you should know is that the settlement only says we can't offer this compensation through our multiple listing service. The settlement even says we can put it on our websites. We can put it on broker websites, other private websites. Do the math, people. What does that mean? That probably means certain websites will be delighted to host your compensation offer. You just can't have it in our shared data system. Think about that for a second. Now, understand the risk of this. So buckle up for a second. This is going to take a long time. So you just going to have to hang with me for a minute because it's Friday night and I got some things to say. And I'm just going to say it one more time. I am not speaking for NAR, North Carolina Realtors, Central Carolina Realtors, Canopy MLS, or anywhere else that I belong. This is just Lee Brown, okay? And I want you to know this. The MLS that we have, that multiple listing service, is the last free and fair marketplace on earth. Do you hear me? The last one. The government has ruined everything else. And I'm probably going to get suppressed and banned on YouTube for saying that. Good Lord. What you should know is that the beauty of our MLS has always been universal compensation. You know why that's beautiful? Because it reduces discrimination. And whether or not you want to believe that discrimination is real simply because humans have sinful hearts, that's just human nature. And we could wish it weren't so, but here we are. So in the MLS, it was designed that if you could pay your dues and be a member, you have access to all the data, all the knowledge. Doesn't matter what color you are, what language you speak, who you're sleeping with, how long you've been in the business and what you've sold. You could see everything. That meant your buyers, your sellers have access to everything. And if on the other end of that, you're an agent who does all the business in town and you are number one, whoop, 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 you still have access to all the same information as that agent who's nothing like you. That's been the beauty of universal compensation. You realize that was what was taken from us in the settlement. And frankly, I could be mad at NAR, but I'm more mad at the DOJ because I know they had their thumbprints all over this. And yes, DOJ, I know you watch my stuff. I see you too. And I'm a taxpayer and I'm a citizen. And how dare you bunch of bureaucrats tell me, an entrepreneur, how to run my business? How dare you? And by the way, how dare we, the American people, have let the federal government get away with this mess? So back to the MLS situation. We can't put compensation in the MLS as of July. What that means is when I go to list a home and I talk to my seller and I talk about all the fees that we charge and what we want to do with those numbers, we're going to talk about if they want to make an offer to the buyer's agent of compensation. Seller's going to say to me, well, why should I pay it? And I'll say, well, frankly, you don't have to, but you can. And I'll give them all the reasons why. One of the reasons why my sellers need to know that they could have this thought process is because of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Again, the government agencies that shouldn't have so much power over us, Fannie and Freddie are behind 80% of the mortgages in this country. They do the mortgage-backed securities. They have rules about compensation and who can compensate who. Those rules need to be changed. And so if you're an elected official who's watching this, and I know y'all are watching me since y'all helped get me beat last week. Hey, thanks. Appreciate y'all very much. So you think about this. We expect y'all to go to bat for us. I expect Richard Hudson and Dan Bishop and Patrick McHenry and David Rouser and Alma Adams. And who else can I name? Let's see. Valerie Fushi and Deborah Ross. Who else am I missing? Oh, I'm missing Don Davis and Chuck Edwards. I missed somebody. I'm trying to get my North Carolina delegation. I have left somebody out. Jeff Jackson. I missed one. Oh, what's his face? Wiley Nickel. All y'all. And plus old Ted Budd and Tom Tillis. We expect y'all to go to bat for us. We are a large contingency of voters and business owners. Where have our elected officials been while the DOJ's been over here telling us how to shut down our business? DOJ shouldn't have that power. Fannie and Freddie have to fix these rules. And by the way, the VA needs to fix their compensation rule too. If you want to know why so many realtors are heated up, there is a rule in the Veterans Administration, in the VA loan program, that a veteran cannot pay their agent. Can't. It has to come from the seller. All right. That's fine. So if I'm working with a veteran, I can call the seller's agent and ask them if they're willing to help work with compensation. We can work a deal out. If the seller says no, which they have the right to do, they get consumer choice. My veteran now has a choice to make. Do I go it alone without an agent? Or does my agent work pro bono? And there are some in this business who keep saying realtors should work pro bono. Well, let me just give y'all a reminder here. As a broker, talk to your own broker. I'm just going to say AYB here. Your E&O policy doesn't cover you if you're not paid. One of the reasons people need us as their intermediary, as their fiduciary, is because we carry E&O insurance to protect them and protect ourselves and protect everybody. If you're working for free, baby, you're not covered. So veterans, by this new rule, are left out in the cold unless they get lucky. Fannie and Freddie can leave a whole group of mortgage-backed buyers out in the cold unless we get those rules changed. And I'm just not hopeful that the rules in D.C. will get changed in an expedient manner. Just call me crazy, but I don't see them moving that fast in D.C. But it's got to happen. Because if you take away universal compensation, then the rules that go along with that have to be changed. Now, I'm not saying we can't learn to deal with the change to the MLS, because guess what? We are resilient in real estate. We know how to move with the punches. We know how to roll because we love to serve. And we know that we can have different conversations and better conversations. I'm not worried about that, but the rules have to get fixed so that buyers can continue to buy. Now, what else do I need to say to y'all? I'm checking some notes here because I took a bunch of notes. And if you know me, I usually just talk off the cuff, but today I'm out of my sorts for just a minute. I don't know where I put my reading glasses, so now I have to guess what this is. Oh, I was too vain to put them back on. All right, let's see. Oh, since you can publish those compensation numbers anywhere else and on some websites that I'm sure are going to welcome it, who shall remain nameless, you know who you are. Am I going to have to go scouring the internet on every house to find out who's paying what and if anybody's paying? I mean, that seems like a very inefficient use of time when we had a system that had universal compensation, free of discrimination. We did have that, and we need to get this fixed. And by the way, if you're going to tell me that I need to use AI to go hunt for compensation, then you're going to have to bark up a different tree because I'm still not falling for AI. Okay, so now I've talked to the consumers. Spouses, by the way, don't be panicked like mine. Understand that your spouse who's been working really hard all this time trying to make a go of it in real estate just needs you to hug them a little bit because they're panicked right now. So spouses, hug your realtor spouse. And tonight's not the night to see if she shaved her legs. Just be cool, but just hug her and tell her you love her. And why am I talking like that? Because women are the majority of realtors. So I could get all identity politics and say that this is an attack on women, but I'm not doing that. But I could. It's Women's History Month. Anyway, I digress. So speaking of these realtors, here's what you have to know about the settlement. You're going to have to work four times harder than you did prior to the settlement. And yes, I know what that means. You're a little panicked because you were already working 12 and 14 hours a day and nobody knows how hard you work. I do. I see how hard you work. I know how late at night you're up, but you're going to have to work harder. And here's what you have to work harder at. You've got to work harder at explaining your value. And I know some of y'all are really good at it and some of y'all are getting better at it. You've got to get really good. I want you to be as good as Neiman Marcus and Nordstrom because you know that when you walk in those stores, you're fixing to pay too much and you're glad to do it because it feels valuable. And you are valuable. Again, you help people get through the process where they can have financial stability in the future and they can't do it without you. And you know what? A lot of people out there are a little ghoulish right now talking about how they're glad we're going to be losing so many agents. I'm really not glad about that. There's a bunch that I'm glad to lose. No judgment there. I know there's some licenses I'd like to pull. But here's the thing. Every realtor that's out there knows somebody. And the somebody that they know trusts them and only them. So if we lose a million realtors and they give up and get out and say, this is too much, then the people they know have to reset that trust relationship with somebody else. And that matters to people. When they're spending as much money as they do on real estate, they really want a trust factor. They really want a care factor and a comfort factor. And I love y'all, but you can't provide that to everybody. I can't provide that to everybody because there's people that like me and those that don't. But because we have a wildly competitive market, there's truly somebody for everybody. And I want to make sure that we keep that going because I want every American citizen, every taxpayer to have a pathway to the American dream. And the realtors have to work hard right now. It's fine. You'll be okay. Houses are going to be bought and sold. I've been telling y'all that. You're just going to have to manage some change right now. And that's going to be okay. Just don't eat your way through it. Don't drink your way through it. Now's the time to start running. Just going to point that out. All right. So when you're thinking about this, you're going to have to not just be good at articulating your value. You're going to have to be great at having consultations with buyers and having consultations with sellers. And here's what that means. You're going to be like North Carolina realtors and get that paperwork signed earlier because we're lucky here. We've had great paperwork. We've had great statutes in place since the 90s. We are very good with buyer agency, but I want you to go over the paperwork earlier and I want you to get it signed earlier. I want you to stop working for free. A lot of y'all have been working for free a long time and you tell people you will work for free until you've earned their trust. Well, stop it. Lawyers don't do that. If the lawyers want to come in and take our industry and diminish it to ashes, well, then maybe we should do what they do. They charge for every email, every phone call, every consultation. And if you don't like them and you don't trust them, well, tough, because you've already agreed to pay them. Maybe we should have that same kind of dignity in our profession that we start charging for our time. And that's going to be hard because some consumers won't want to pay it. And you know what? Maybe those aren't your people. But you're going to have to be really thoughtful about your professional life. And you can do this. You've done it for years. When you've demanded better treatment in relationships, when you demand better treatment at a restaurant, when you demand better customer service on the phone, maybe you should demand the same of yourself. So we're going to articulate the value. Then we're going to have to repeat it a couple times because people don't remember things. So make sure you keep talking to them. Every house that you show, make sure they understand the implications. And by the way, there's another piece of this. You're going to have to be amazing at communication, and not just with those buyers and sellers, with each other. Because if we can't publish compensation, which we can't as of July 1st, get ready for that. We got to talk to each other. And we can't break the rules. I've already seen some Facebook groups where there's people looking for ways to break the rules. Can y'all please just stop trying to break rules? That is how we get in trouble in the first place. So how about we just figure out the best practices instead of best loopholes? Come on now. What we could be doing is preparing ourselves to answer all the texts and all the phone calls and be willing to talk to our sellers when we list the house. How do you want me to handle that conversation? What information can I give you that you can give me? Build the bridges early. And then when an agent calls and says, I want to show your house, or I'm showing your house, let's talk compensation. You're prepared for that. That's communication. I will tell you, my biggest heartburn over all of this settlement is that I know how hard it is to get other agents on the phone, right? If you can't talk, get an assistant who can. Get your text thumbs ready. Get your reading glasses on and keep them handy. I'm horrified they don't know where mine are. And so make sure that you're prepared to have these conversations. That's the best thing you can do. Because right now we get to show the world how great we are at this business. They cannot run us off. I guess we're like cockroaches, because they say that in nuclear war, the cockroaches will survive and they're going to call us names, and let's just take the best of it.
If you are remotely awake, then you know that we are heading into some really tricky economic times. We have home buyers that have put the kibosh on buying. We have sellers who have found out suddenly their houses aren't dipped in 14 karat gold. And as a realtor, you are still trying to keep up with the business you have and trying to answer questions in the meantime while also managing sky high fuel costs at the pump. Never fear, because my new video course is coming out right now, and it's called How to Dominate During a Recession. I've been a realtor for 22 years. My business went up every year during the Great Recession, and it's all because of education. This course is 4 modules. There might even be some bonus content for you. The price is $199. I am delighted to bring this out as quickly as possible because, friends, there's no time like the present to make sure our neighbors are stronger and we protect the American dream. Click on this link, www.dominatethisrecession.com, and I'll see you there. Now, back to this amazing content.
So now let's see what else I have here. Oh, I was asked a question, am I going to get paid less? And I said, friend, I don't know. I don't know what you charge. Don't want to care what you charge. And that's up to you. I mean, you may or may not get paid less. I don't know. Some agents will probably switch to an hourly rate. Great. Talk to your broker about how to structure it. Some are going to go to an a la carte menu. Great. Talk to your broker about how to structure it. If you have a broker that won't talk to you about these things, and you should probably consider that relationship. In fact, I talked to a friend a little bit ago. She talked me off the ledge because she's amazing like that. And she was telling me about her day talking to the 186 agents she manages. And I was talking to her about why I felt compelled to come to y'all late at night. And it occurred to me that many of y'all don't have that kind of a broker relationship. And it makes my heart sad that you don't have somebody who is going to bat for you every day. And so I'm going to bat for my agents in every way that I can. And you need to make sure that you're in full communication with yours so that you can figure out what model to provide and how it's going to work. And then you got to get good at negotiating. Decide what your value is. Some of y'all are not worth as much as I am. Is that okay? Of course it is. When you've been in as long as I have and you've done the transactions, you might charge more than I do. I don't know. Don't care. I'm worried about my model right now. And this is how real estate's always been. Another misnomer of these lawsuits and settlements. There is no set fee. There are all of us doing business a different way. So I don't have the foggiest idea what you're going to get paid. Now, speaking of pay, I'm going to say it one more time. I am tired of being told that we're worthless. I'm tired of you being told that you're worthless. I'm tired of you being told by these trolls in these comment threads that you don't matter and you are a paper pusher and a secretary and you put things in DocuSign. I know that you do more than that, but I need you to show it. I need you to stop hiding how hard you work. And I need you to let your buyers know that when you are spending hours and hours working through the repair problems, that you'll tell them what's going on. I have one right now. We're in the heat of the repair negotiations. I can't hardly get the other agent to respond. So I'm talking to my buyer. Hey, here's the message I left. Here's what's going on. You've got to be doing the work and telling people when things aren't perfect so you can keep working towards a resolution. Okay, so there's a bigger thing here. I'm just going to say something out loud. And some of y'all probably going to get mad at me for this. And I don't care. I love you, but I don't care. There's a lot, something bigger going on here than a lawsuit. You know that, right? Bigger than any comment thread, bigger than any troll online. The government right now is completely being taken over by Marxists and communists. And you might think I'm being hyperbolic. I'm not being hyperbolic. What I will tell you is that this lawsuit, this settlement, all of this with the DOJ on top of us is a direct assault on the American dream. And part of the assault on the American dream is you, the entrepreneurs. I've been saying it for a long time. One of the coolest things about real estate is that you just need a few $100, decent looking outfit, and some drive, and pretty much a good handshake and good eye contact to make a living in this business. The lowest barrier to entry of any professional field, but the hardest one to survive in. Easy to get into, hard to survive. Now, I want you to think about that. Why are the government agencies trying to abolish real estate? Y'all, it's because renters can be controlled and you're in the way of that. You people, you realtors, you do the work of helping people see their way through the process, figuring out down payments and credit scores, repairs and surveys, and property taxes. You help people figure out so much so they can get what they want. And what they want is the American dream. They all want it, their little house. And for some people, it's a single wide. And for some people, it's a luxury mansion. And you don't even judge them. You're out there trying to help them get what they want. And there's some people in the big government picture that don't like that. You know why? It's because renters don't really have a vested interest in where they live. They're lovely people. I love mine too. But if you're renting, you don't have a stake in the ground. Property owners do. And realtors, you help people put property owners, you put down that marker for them that that's their community. And people that own property, we know what they do. They operate with the PTA and they clean up the trash on the road and they go eat at their favorite restaurant and they become visible and active in that community. No matter who they are and what age they are or where they came from, property owners look at things differently. So we got to ask ourselves why it is that it's the realtors who must be attacked. Well, think about the American dream that you represent. Now I'm going to ask you a question. How hard are you willing to fight for it? You better be willing to fight for this. I'm willing to fight for it. I love my agents. I love when my agents get 5-star reviews. Like my girl, Virginia, just got one from some people who had to sell their house, not once, but twice. And who I watched on her calendar, she made appointments to call and remind them that it was going to be okay. Because sometimes that's the job of the realtor, is to be that emotional resource for somebody that's in a hot panic over their biggest financial resource. I'm fighting so that she can keep serving people like that. I'm fighting so that the single mom that I talked to, who's not feeling very good, and now another girlfriend and I were going to get her something to eat, she's scratched and saved to get into her little house. And it doesn't look like much to some of y'all, but it's everything to her. That's worth fighting for, isn't it? And if this is worth fighting for, is this worth fighting for your kids to not have to go to a 4-year school if they're not cut out for 4-year school, to have $200,000 in debt that they don't need to have, that they could spend maybe $1,000, $2,000 by the time you join the association, and then get busy helping their generation buy and sell real estate like all of us had the chance to do? Isn't that worth fighting for? You can't let this settlement tell you to stop working. You can't let this settlement to tell you that this is not worth fighting for. You can't let this settlement tell you that we're worthless because we're not. And correct, the whole situation probably could have been handled differently. I wasn't in the room. I don't know. Probably shouldn't judge that much. I'm not a lawyer. I probably shouldn't even be playing one on TV, but I could totally give Judge Judy a run for her money. I'm just saying. But what I'm going to tell you is there are ways you can fight back. So this, my friends, is the action item portion of the video. So this is what I want you to pay attention to, and somebody can earmark it with the time. To fight back, you must show up. Here's what I mean by showing up. This is not the time for you to say, I'm done with the trade association. I'm going to go it on my own. I love you. By yourself, you are barely a whisper. But if all of us decide to work together and say, this is not who we are, this is not, we're not even going to listen to the PR people and the people that are in charge. You don't even have to listen to them, but we can work together. Those of us on this video, even with their comment thread, we can decide to tell the public a different message. every Instagram post, every Facebook post, LinkedIn, all those posts, you can be working together to tell a message. And here's the message that we have to put forward. We are more than a super key when it comes to buyers. You do more than unlock that door. You do. As my daddy always said, a buyer's agent is when I can answer your question with a paragraph instead of a sentence. The state requires me to answer you with a sentence. That's material facts and honesty. But when I'm your fiduciary, your agent, well, that's when I get to run the comps. That's when I get to do the permit pulls and the septic pulls and the old MLS and the tax records and the comps and help you figure out a full picture. The buyer that I'm working with tomorrow, done all that homework in advance before we go to the house, so they're prepared. You've got to be doing that, though. Show up, do this kind of work every single time. You've got to show up, y'all. And that means that you got to start showing up at your trade associations. And I don't really care what level it is, primarily your local. That's the most important place to be visible because we got some county commission fights we're going to have to win on a lot of fronts. More to come on that. You've got to be showing up. Realtors don't go hide when we have tough times. We don't go fuss and we don't whine and cry. We just roll our sleeves up and figure it out. This is the time to figure it out. And I'm not waiting to be told how to figure it out. I'm going to figure it out. And I'm going to be ethical and I'm going to be competent and I'm going to be knowledgeable and I'm going to be cheerful and joyful too as I help people navigate this pathway because this country matters to me and every property owner makes this country better, except maybe hedge funds. Those property owners, we'll have to have a discussion about them later. The second thing I want you to know is that it's time for you to fight back by supporting fair housing. Oh, didn't expect that, did you? Okay, so understand something here. I told y'all about that multiple listing service being the one free and fair marketplace on earth that is free of discrimination. There are no algorithms at play in there. There is no thumb on the scale. However, when agents have to call other agents to ask for the compensation question, remember this tenant, what you do for one, you do for all. So if you offer compensation to agent A, you better offer to agent B and agent C and D and E and F, and you better not be picking and choosing. And friends, there's not going to be any way to know. So congratulations, DOJ, with your forcing on this settlement, you may have just caused a hiccup in fair housing. And we, the realtors, don't appreciate that because we have been busting our tail to make sure that every neighbor in every zip code has the same shot at the American dream. Anybody that's a citizen here and a taxpayer ought to have access to it. So I'm going to have to ask y'all, you're going to have to go above and beyond and let people know that you absolutely will not discriminate, even if our platform has been sullied. And here's the other way you can be fighting back. Prep your clients. Prep your VA buyers. Let them know all these rules. Talk to your preferred lenders. And by the way, our mortgage lenders, if you read the House and Wire articles, they are trying to figure out how to navigate this too. So talk to your lenders. Ask them if they have a product comparable to VA until we get that rule fixed. Let your VA buyers know this is going on. Let your FHA buyers know. Let your USDA buyers know. And then talk to your elected officials. I know you don't have a call for action. It's nothing official because, again, this is not anybody speaking except Lee Brown. I'm not speaking on any association. I'm telling you right now, call your elected officials in D.C. And I want you to tell them that we, as little tiny micro entrepreneurs, little tiny businesses, we don't appreciate being stepped on by the DOJ. And we especially don't appreciate our clients being stepped on. I don't appreciate it when the veterans who have decided to serve this country, put their blood on the line, are now being told they can't have professional representation. How dare you? But it can be fixed. Is it going to be hard? Of course it is. We're cut out for tough stuff. This is our time. And I'm not throwing any smoke at you. I'm not telling you it's going to be easy. I'm not telling you I'm glad people are going to be gone. I'm telling you that we already have the tools. We already have the knowledge. It's time to let the public know. And if you're not happy with NAR and the way that this got shaken out, tell your leadership. But don't be ugly. Don't be rude. They're getting burned up by a lot of people right now. And a little measured kindness goes a long way. Because none of us is in this by ourselves. Now, we got to move forward. We had 100 days when this was announced. We got 99 days now. And if I say I got 99 things and a commission ain't one of them, well, that's not fair either. I got 99 days for the way things were, but the way things are going to be, we'll be fine. We'll be professional. We'll be better. And frankly, maybe you who are listening to this now, watching this now, who believe you are a better leader, maybe it's time for you to raise your hand and step up. Make your own voice heard. Sign up for the committee. Sign up for the leadership line. Tell people you're willing to be a voice in the room. And if your voice is rejected, like mine, then get online. Be your own voice. We're a profession of entrepreneurs and renegades, and that doesn't have to stop just because of one little settlement. For the record, if you're watching this and you're not in real estate and you think I'm overly Pollyanna and optimistic, go troll somewhere else because I have the freedom to block on my page. I've talked for way too long. I love y'all. I will always be your advocate. I am not your broker, so please talk to your broker, and I'm not in your state, so please talk to somebody in your state about specific state rules. And by the way, always go to facts.realtor, log in and get your information. And when you have questions, before you share an article, ask, because the headline may not match the real information and somebody posted earlier, take care of each other. It's going to be really important. If you're angry, scream into your pillow, but then talk it through with a trusted friend in this business, because we all have those. And then go show a house. Remind yourself by actions how valuable you are. Remind your sellers how valuable you are, because the ones that go it without us, some of them will be fine, but simultaneously, some of them will wish they had called a realtor in the first place. And that's when we'll see the hashtag finally come up. And you know the one I've been looking for all these years? Good thing I called a realtor. That's the hashtag I'm looking for. So let's make it happen. Share this with a friend or with an association. And if you need me, you know where to find me. Take good care. And I'm sure there'll be more information coming out. So breathe, get the work done, then read the stuff, and then get back to working. Lee Brown, signing off.
As always, I'm so super thrilled that you joined in for more crazy shit. And if you're a realtor, investor, inspector, lender, or just a regular human being who happens to have an unbelievable story that you need to tell the world about, or frankly, you just need to one up the story you just heard, then make sure to DM me on Instagram at Lee Thomas Brown, or tweet me at Lee Brown, or frankly, any social network where you hang out. I'm there. And if you have some fun, then you totally won't just subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes.